so how did you meet Morris Levine?
Well, my best friend in high school, she didn't go to high school with me, she went to another one, but I met her through a girl in my class, Zena. We used to go bowling together, and we used to go to the park a lot. We used to walk from Pimlico all the way down to Druid Hill Park.
Druidle Park, right?
Druidle Park. And we spent a lot of time together. We were really close friends. And we used to go to the pool. Carlin's Pool had a pool there.
Carlin's Pool?
At the Circle. Carlin's,
I don't know.
Park Circle.
I wasn't there. Okay,
Park Circle. You weren't there. Where Park High Side ended.
Okay.
And the park was on one side, and they had this amusement park.
Oh, okay.
And they had a public pool.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go there every weekend.
Yeah.
Because she was working and I was working. And
so that was the place to go, huh?
Yes, yes. We met guys there. And I didn't know how to swim.
Uh-huh.
But I, you know, get in a bathing suit, and they had a little sand spot
strut
there.
You'd strut around in your bathing
suit. And a place to eat there.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
I'd go on the street, went on the streetcar.
Uh-huh.
Or we walked down.
Yeah.
And this one weekend, I knew Stan Billion from one of my girlfriends who lived down the street from him, and I would stay out of one of the girls I went to school with, Doris Kavik, and she had a birthday party at her house, and he was there. And I met him, and he was a nice guy.
Stan Billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when that one day I went to the Park Circle, he was there.
Uh-huh.
And he was there with Dad. And I was there with
his name wasn't Dad, his name was Mickey.
Mickey. No, they called him Blackie then.
They called him Blackie.
From the fraternity.
Was he like really dark?
Oh, yes.
Did he like stand out because he
was
so dark?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. He had suntan all over him.
He was built, huh?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I introduced Stan to Zena, and she introduced me to Mickey.
Yeah.
The Blackie, whatever they called him, Blackie.
And what was the first thing he said to you?
He was all smiles.
Yeah.
And we just were talking, and she was talking to Stan, and we went off. And I was sitting on the edge of the deep water because he could swim.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he pulls me in the deep water. And I came up, I said, I can't swim.
I thought you told me he pushed you in the water.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Pushed me
so
in the water.
So you were outside the pool, and he pushed you
in? Yeah, I was sitting on the ledge watching him swim, and all of a sudden, he pushed me right in the water.
Kind of playful, huh?
Yeah. And then when he realized I couldn't swim, he panicked and pulled me out.
He panicked. They say, do you need CPR? Can I breathe into your mouth?
Well, no, that was okay, but just soaking wet.
Were you mad?
Mad, sure. I was scared.
Yeah, what'd you say to him?
I said, why did you do that?
Yeah, what'd he say?
He just said, I'm sorry. And he stayed with me the whole day.
Uh-huh.
And that night he shows up at my house. And that was it.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. There's more to that. He showed up at your house, he just knocked on your door and said...
No, he asked me where I lived. I think, I don't remember whether he and Stan walked us home or what. Because Zena lived a little closer to the pool than I did. But he showed up at my house.
Like clean, like dressed and...
Oh, yeah.
Did he talk to your parents first?
No.
Did he say, can I talk to Ellis? Alice?
I don't remember. He just was so insistent.
Yeah.
You know what it was that first night? One of my high school friend's sister was getting married. Mm-hmm. And we went to the wedding down by the Avalon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up there because I told him where I said, I can't see you tonight because I'm going to this wedding.
Oh.
And he showed up at the wedding.
At the wedding.
Outside.
He's a wedding crasher.
He didn't come into the wedding. He was outside the door when we came out. And he walked me home. And he used to run home from there.
Run home. How far away did he live?
On Garrison Avenue.
I don't know. Radio. I wasn't there, okay? I don't know how far away Garrison
was. It was like a good way distance. And he used to leave and yell, run, Joe. Run as fast as you can.
That's what he would say?
wrong. And he was at my house every night.
So he was really hot for you, huh?
Yes.
Were you interested in him?
Well, I didn't have any choice.
You didn't have any choice.
I was dating another guy at the time.
Oh,
I was
you were?
Going steady.
Who was this? Who were you going steady with?
His name was Al Polovoy.
Al Polovoy.
They had the cleaners.
Yeah, the Polovoy cleaners.
Huh? Right. And he belonged to, oh God, what was the group he belonged to? I don't remember.
So you were dating Al Polovoy.
I was going steady with him.
Steady. What does going steady mean?
I didn't date anybody else.
Oh, okay.
And that was maybe a year before I met Dad.
So you dated this Al Polovoy character for a year?
Yeah.
Was he a catch?
He thought I was, but his mother didn't particularly care for me.
Why?
I wasn't rich enough.
Oh, so he had money, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going steady with this Al Polovoy.
And I dropped him for your father because he insisted.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
You wanted Blackie the pool pusher more than Al Polovoy, the rich son of the cleaners?
Mm-hmm. I just...
You had guys knocking at your door.
Yeah, every day. Every day that summer.
Yeah.
And then he was going to Maryland, University of Maryland at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was in AAPI, and we used to go to fraternity parties.
So how long did this, like, romance carry on? Did he ask you to go study with him?
He didn't ask. He just insisted he was just there.
He just... You know, now they might call that stalking. So he was pretty persistent, huh?
Yes.
And you're okay?
He told me the day he met me, he went home and told his mother... He met the girl he was going to marry.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?
I just couldn't believe him.
He was right, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
That was in 1940. And it must have been the summer of 48, 49, because we got married in 1950.
So you moved kind of fast, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was very persistent.
All right.
And it was fun. It was a fun time.
So you enjoyed that period.
The fraternity had a lot of things going on, and he was president of it at one time. And then when we got married, we used to chaperone out at the Maryland campus.
Oh, don't go past the marriage.
We'll
pick up the marriage part tomorrow, because we've been talking for a while.
Okay.
Unless you want to keep on going.
No, that's okay. You know, I dated a few guys in between before.
Oh.
But
once
your father came on the scene, that was it.
So what did he do when he found out you were dating somebody else?
I didn't after I met him.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
I thought you just said that you were dating.
Before.
Oh, before.
Before, and before Powerboy. There were, from the Panther Club, there were a couple guys there. I went to dance once in a while.
Is there anybody you regret you didn't pursue?
No.
Really?
Me pursue? Why would I pursue?
Well, or that you wish had pursued you, like, you know.
No.
Somebody who became famous, or
was
really good looking.
No, I don't think it had anything to do that. And I find even today there's certain people that you meet, and there's just that connection that feels right.
But you weren't really convinced of that at first. He was just like this guy who kept knocking at your door. Wouldn't let you alone, right?
Well, it was kind of flattering, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, a puppy dog sort of.
He didn't treat me like a puppy dog.
No, I didn't mean to say that.
No,
that's very sweet that he was so insistent.
That was it.
Imagine coming home and just say, you know, Mom, I just met the woman I'm going to marry.
And she wasn't too happy.
She wasn't too happy either. So you were not really the one that, you know, no one was good enough for their son.
No, she didn't care that much about. We'll
get on to her later.
I shouldn't say anything about
it. We have a lot of history to cover later.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.